2-Minute Drill from Points of Truth Ministries of the Crusade Church. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. So choose life in order that you may live. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Our lives consist of choices. We face decisions every day. Our choices move us closer to fulfilling God's purpose or farther away from it. Like most people, my life has consisted of both good and bad choices. I have come to appreciate the blessings of my good choices by having deep regrets for the bad choices I have made. Sometimes our choices require sacrifice. We cannot talk about choices without appreciating the choices that our Heavenly Father and Jesus made. In order to save us from our sins, the Father had to make the choice to offer up His own Son. Jesus had to choose to suffer and lay down His life to pay the penalty and to make eternal life possible. And Jesus said, "No one takes my life, but I lay it down willingly." These choices required sacrifice, suffering, and death, but it was the only way to bring life to us. Only the love of God can generate the power to make such sacrificial choices. But to love us in this way, God had to turn from Jesus, and Jesus had to become sin and the curse. At that moment, He cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus was proclaiming Himself to be the Messiah. People had been mocking Him, saying, "If you're really the Son of God, save yourself." Whether these men knew it or not, they were quoting from Psalm 22. It must have stunned the crowd to hear Jesus respond back with another verse, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Because God is a just judge, His wrath had to be satisfied and was poured out in full strength upon Jesus. Since we have been saved and reconciled by so great a sacrifice, we need not be subject to our old sin nature. We have become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Through Christ, the love of God richly dwells in us. This love empowers us to make good choices. For more information, visit our website, pointsoftruth.com.